Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. As we just spoke with Ryan, a really high-level game, and your team comes out on top 33-27 at Delaware. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Yeah, it was a great team win against a really good football team on the road. I give our guys a lot of credit and our coaching staff a lot of credit for the job we did preparing for the game. You know, the bye weeks, they come at different times during the season, and it's a different routine. And depending, you know, when they come, you know, a different emphasis, you know, it could be fundamental skills or recovery or recruiting. But we made Delaware the priority because we knew what we were up against. Ryan Carty has a really good football team. They are talented. They are well coached. They're very explosive offensively, you know, fighting their way right back into that football game in the fourth quarter. We knew we would need to play 60 minutes because, you know, they're built to score fast, and explosive plays, turnovers, and special teams were really the difference in that football game. You know, we both threw the ball down the field. They hit two shots early on us, but I give a lot of credit to you know, Devontae Edwards, our defensive coordinator, and just our whole back end for just sticking to the plan. You know, we had to put hats in the box because of their run game. They really had it going the last couple of weeks, and we'd have to stand tall on the back end, and we did. I think we had around 10 or 11 PBUs, you know, and our guys stepped up and made plays down the field. That was big for us.
Let's start on the turnover. You guys forced three, don't commit any. How big when you go on the road against a team like that? How big is that number?
Yeah, the turnovers are huge, and right from the get-go, right? The very first play of the game and the last play of the game. So that was huge. The takeaways were big, and the job we did offensively, securing the football, was awesome. You know, not turning the ball over, and, you know, we took our shots down the field too. And, you know, just coming back to that, really, they attempt 12 passes, 20 yards or more down the field. They hit two of them. I'm sorry, 10, they took 10 shots. Two of them. We took 10 shots. We hit five of them. And that is players making plays, you know, and, you know, whether it's the 50-50 ball, but just real proud of our guys for going and making plays down the field, whether it was our receivers adjusting to the ball, or our DBs making plays and using good finish skills. And credit to our coordinators and Drew Fulmer and our offensive staff for putting together a good plan of how to attack those guys down the field. Because in this league, you know, everybody's going to pack the box. There's going to be enough hats to stop the run every week. So, you know, you've got to try to find a way to get the ball down the field.
First question is Mark from Kyle Kensington. Go ahead, Kyle.
Good morning, Coach. You know, with the program now at a point where you're in mid-November and you're in the conference championship hunt, I mean, how important is it to have this sort of year-to-year consistency, and how do you keep the guys, you know, motivated and chasing after that championship goal at this point in the year?
Yeah, we operate 1 week at a time, Kyle, really. I mean, you know, we're focused on our preparation during the week, our execution, and our fight. Those are the three big things that we hang our hat on, that we talk about every day as a program. So it's 1 week at a time, trying to be 1-0. And so we're thrilled to be where we are right now. You know, in the hunt for a conference championship or a playoff berth. And it's all about being 1-0 this week against Richmond.
Tony, a huge day for Matthew Downing, 352 yards, three touchdowns, including those the big ones, as you mentioned, to Chandler Braboy and John Carlos especially. Talk about his performance when he was getting some pressure and to stand in there and make the throws that he did.
Yeah, Matthew did a great job, and he's getting better every week, you know, getting more comfortable with our offense, making some big plays. He's confident. He's confident in our guys down the field to put the ball up there and give him a chance to go get it. And he's got some talented guys to throw the ball to, you know. And JC Miller, John Carlos, he's you know, he's dangerous if he can beat underneath coverage. He's real talented, can run away from some people, as can Chandler Braboy and Jordan Bonner. And you know, Anuma Dieke got in there with a big grab just to get us going early in the game. And so we've got some talented guys for him to throw the ball to. He trusts him. He believes in him. And he's doing a really nice job right now. He escaped the pocket a few times and extended some drives with his legs too. So it was great to see. He's a tough kid. He's a tough competitor. And it's awesome just to see him, you know, improve and get better and mature with us here week by week.
Question this morning from Bob Sutton. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. Tony, saw a couple of the smallest guys on your team made maybe the biggest impacts, including on the first play with your kickers. Just how inspiring is that and motivation? I mean, that seems like that's ultimately uplifting right from the get-go.
It's awesome. You know, when you see, you know, our special teams coordinator, Milo Austin, he does a great job with our special teams units, and we call them WeFensive units because it includes everybody in the team. Okay. Your offense, your defense, we all come together. And, you know, he's always talking about confidence under pressure and our cup overflowing for when those moments come. And that moment came for Jake Marion on that first kickoff. And was able to get a big strip. And, you know, that stuff's not by accident. Like, we're always practicing those things with our defensive units, whether it's block pro, tackling, takeaways. And that was a huge play for us. And the job we did overall from a defense standpoint with the returns, we had some big returns in the punting game and the kickoff game. We started about five drives were around midfield, you know, beyond the 40-yard line. And so that was huge. They led to points, whether it was touchdowns or Jack Berkowitz field goals. It played a big part in the football game.
Does it seem like your team's kind of already in a playoff mode with these, almost like you're in a championship game every week in some ways?
Yeah, we are. I mean, you know, that was, you know, last week when we were preparing for Delaware, we knew that, you know, this was an opportunity for us to compete with the top team in the CAA and keep us in the mix for a CAA championship. So there's plenty of motivation for our football team this week. And, you know, we don't need to get ahead of ourselves. We need to prepare and execute and fight on Saturday against Richmond.
Next question from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, guys. Coach, kind of piggybacking off that, Coach Hardy just mentioned that the game had a CAA championship feel. Is there any concern that your guys don't have that same intensity next week or to finish out the season?
No, I'm pretty confident in our guys. They're hungry. They're highly motivated. This is a group that has been in the mix for a CAA championship. You know, we've been in the top three here the last couple of years and a game away. And so this is an opportunity for us to stay in that mix and playing meaningful football games in November. That's what we want to be doing here as a program. And so I expect us to continue the intensity in the way we prepare all week and then the way we play on Saturday.
Next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I'm glad you mentioned the WeFence because I actually wanted to ask about where did the name come from? What's sort of the origin of that? That's pretty the special teams.
Yeah, it is. We have a real strong culture around our program right now with special teams, and Milo Austin does a great job creating that culture and that buy-in as a program. And he brought the term WeFence to us. And you know, like we played 56 players in that game on Saturday. And a lot of those guys are on those WeFence units as well as O&D. But like there's just buy-in with the whole program right now. And it really paid off for us on Saturday with the job that we did.
Tony, before I let you go, you touched on another big game on Saturday for your team against Richmond. Just talk about the challenges that the Spiders will present for you.
Yeah, Russ has done a great job getting his team back on track. You know, he had to deal with a lot of adversity in the season, playing four different quarterbacks, but they've been able to bounce back and stack some really good CAA wins together. And, you know, neither of us are probably running the ball as well as we'd like to be right now, but we're finding ways to win. You know, they're playing great defense right now, getting to the quarterback and creating takeaways. And they've got, you know, some talented players offensively too. Nick DeGennaro has been very productive and explosive, and they've got two veteran running backs. So, you know, I'm not sure who's going to play quarterback against us. But he'll have somebody ready, and they'll play really good defense, and it's going to be a really good CAA football game.
All right, Tony, thanks so much, as always, for your time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Yep. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.